I fought down my panic, nails digging into my palms. Now wasn't the time to lose my head. All I needed was... I just needed to cover up. I darted back to the break room and found Greg still out cold, his head softly pillowed on that crumpled up coat. With a whispered apology, I liberated the garment and lowered his head to the tile. It was quite a sensation shrugging into that coat. The fabric was old and sheep soft, veteran of 1,000 washes. And still, it scratched my new skin, irritating my wrists and down the back of my neck. I dug my hands into the pockets and gasped at the cellophane crinkle of a cigarette packet. It felt almost alive the way it slid against my freshly healed palm. Even the smell was overwhelming. Someone else's shampoo, the tang of their sweat. I breathed it in deeply as I buttoned myself down, wondering who they were, if they had another coat, if I could return this one without...
How did you do that?
What? I stopped what I was doing, the breath catching in my throat.
You? How did you do that?
Greg had raised himself on one elbow and was regarding me with something like awe. I didn't do anything. Whatever you think you saw,
you were on fire.
He coughed, wiped his mouth, and leaned forward.
I saw you. You were burning. You were beautiful. But I thought...
I glanced over my shoulder. It was a straight shot to the factory floor, across the hall and out the door. He'd seen it all. My fiery battle, my miraculous recovery. You were hallucinating, I said. I knelt and put my hand to his forehead. You're feverish. It's normal after a shock. You can see things that aren't there, confuse dreams with reality. Greg shook his head, eyes dull with pain and confusion.
I've never had a dream that real. Your hair was like streaming out, all on fire.
I laughed. Maybe he had been half dreaming. Well, if that were true, I'd be bald.
You're not bald, said Greg. You have nice hair, like the sun.
As if you've seen the sun. I pulled down my sleeves and straightened up.